Last year was Earth Day's hottest day on record. And over the last 2 years, natural disasters and extreme weather in America have caused $270 billion in damages.
Yes, Joe Biden yesterday celebrating Earth Day. Founder of Earth Day went to prison for murdering his girlfriend and stuffing her body into a trunk in his closet until the neighbors found a brownish-red goo dribbling down the wall from his closet. And then the police went to get him. He escaped the police, went on the run in Europe for 2 decades before he was captured and extradited back to the United States. Honestly, it's it might even be worse than the founder of Kwanzaa, who tortured that woman, kidnapped her and tortured her with, a curling iron or a clothes iron? He was torturing her with something. Democrats celebrate the strangest things. But that was Joe Biden last year. He said was Earth Day's hottest day on record. That's not true, but that was in his speech. He read it, and the White House transcript, it's kind of funny. Maybe we should share this, too. We'd have to highlight these things for people. But the White House, the official transcript from the White House in Washington, I have it right here in my hand, printed out the transcript of Joe Biden yesterday. Pretty amazing stuff. Prince William Forest Park in Triangle, Virginia. And Joe Biden showed up with, people, a very small number of people clapping and hello, 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 and thank you, Zanaya. He wanted to thank Zanaya. Nobody's named Lisa around the Democrats anymore. Now it's Zanaya. Zanaya. But never mind that. Then he's talking and he said, last year, because yesterday was Earth Day, celebrating the guy that murdered his girlfriend and all his bad ideas. Last year was Earth Day. And the last year was Earth Day's hottest day on record, he said. That's what he said. And then the White House transcript, they crossed out. I've got it right here. They crossed out Earth Days and put in parentheses the Earths. And then he said hottest day, and they put in parentheses year on record. So what they're claiming is that last year was the hottest year on record, but what Joe Biden said was last year was Earth Day's hottest day on record, and he got two things wrong in one sentence that's only about 8 words long, and he just butchered it because he's Joe Biden, and it was not Earth Day's hottest day on record. It was, they claim, the Earth's hottest year on record, and I think most people appreciate that because everybody likes warmer weather and not cooler weather. Who's moving to upstate New York? Raise your hand if you're in the process of moving to upstate New York. Who's moving to Florida? Who's going to the Carolinas? Who's going, you want to go to the beach because the sun and people move where it's warm. People don't move where it's cold. Obviously, we'd like a warmer planet. I certainly would. So this Earth Day and next. And did anybody self-immolate yesterday? Because 2 years ago on Earth Day, it was for that guy. It was his hottest day on record. I'll tell you that much. Let me tell you this. Because he went down to the Supreme Court, doused himself in gasoline, and set himself on fire 2 years ago yesterday to celebrate Earth Day. All right, well, maybe not to celebrate, but to observe Earth Day. He wanted to protest people putting smoke in the air. And so he set himself on fire, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but he was a Democrat. He killed himself just like that. Also, you notice on Friday, a man set himself on fire outside the Trump courthouse in New York, and that didn't make a lot of news, did it? We had, who was it, the ABC guy yesterday, who was telling us it was because of Trump. It was because of Trump, and it wasn't. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. It was a Bernie Sanders supporter that showed up at a baseball field with a Chinese combat rifle and shot and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise. He wanted to kill all the Republican members of Congress there. He was a Bernie Sanders volunteer and a Democrat, but pay no attention. It was Terry Moran at ABC News. And Terry Moran told us that the man who set himself on fire, who is a gigantic Bernie Sanders supporter, gave lots of money to Act Blue, which is a radical left-wing fundraising group that seeks to corrupt the Western world. And then he set himself on fire outside the Trump courthouse. And if you watch ABC News, you heard things like this.
It seems then that the gravitational pull of the Trump melodrama that has gripped the nation since he came down the escalator has now, it appears, resulted in someone coming to that spot where protesters have gathered and lit himself on fire.
Yeah, that's because... Now, do you think Terry Moran ever went back and corrected that and said, oh, sorry, I got that so completely wrong. It turns out he was a Democrat mental case who is a giant Bernie Sanders supporter who gave lots of money to the left-wing fundraising group Act Blue. Anybody? Anything on that? What do you think? Yeah, and this the guy who self-immolated, he died, 37-year-old Max Azzarello. And go ahead and look in the news media. See if you can find his political affiliation. After they go and tell you, well, this is Trump, and somebody on Twitter with 100,000 followers, who I think is a New York official, tweeted out that this is the ultimate manifestation of MAGA extremism. No, the opposite of the truth once again. Now, if you guys want to keep setting yourselves on fire, I think maybe that's okay. But what about the environment? Honestly. Back to Joe Biden on Earth Day yesterday, because Joe Biden, he was there lying to the people about pretty much everything at Prince William Forest Park in Triangle, Virginia. Prince William County, not too far outside of Washington, D.C., to our west. Beautiful, beautiful place out there. Normal people live there, too. But never mind that. Then he bragged yesterday about the Inflation Reduction Act. And he said, the most... And the people were applauding, they're clapping like the seals that they are. The most significant investment anywhere in the history of the world. Now, I'm sorry, let me quote that again. Joe Biden yesterday talking, and he said, the Inflation Reduction Act is, and he didn't say is, he just said, the Inflation Reduction Act, the most significant investment anywhere in the history of the world.
Years later, as president, I was able to sign into law the Inflation Reduction Act, the most significant investment ever anywhere in the history of the world.
The most significant investment ever. Well, the White House transcript says every, and this is the official White House transcript. And then they inserted words. They inserted the word climate because he was apparently supposed to say the word climate and call it the most significant climate investment anywhere in the history of the world. But they have to correct him time and again. In the White House transcript, I mentioned last week that they're in the habit of doing this at the White House. And here we go again. And then he said, it is fitting to be here in Prince William Forest Park. On March 31st, 1933, he was just a whippersnapper then. During the Great Depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he screwed up Roosevelt, listen to this, created the Climate Conservation Corps. Now, the CCC was not the Climate Conservation Corps, but he made that up because they rewrite history and tear down history. They're the Taliban, and... they're out of their minds. So Franklin Delano Roosevelt created the Climate Conservation Corps, he said, which...
On March 31, 1933, during the Great Depression, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt created the Climate Conservation Corps, which is talked about a little bit.
No, he didn't. No, he did create the Civilian Conservation Corps, and the White House transcript crossed out the word climate and in parentheses put the word civilian, because everything they say is a lie, including and the. Just amazing. So Roosevelt created the Climate Conservation Corps. No, he didn't. Which is talked about a little bit. No, it's not. To put Americans to work to conserve our country's natural resources. That is not what the Civilian Conservation Corps was doing. But there was some of that going on in forests and things like that. national parks created by Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, but never mind that. And so the Climate Conservation Corps, no, the CCC, as every school child knows, was the Civilian Conservation Corps. Isn't that amazing? California had their own version of it. And last year's Earth Day was the hottest on record. No, it wasn't. And yesterday he said to ensure, because they had to keep correcting him in the White House transcript, the official transcript, to ensure a pathway to good union jobs and careers, you'll have to access the apprenticeship training through a new partnership we're announcing today with the North American Building and then people applaud. And he said the North American trade unions, but they crossed that out and corrected him again in the transcript. The trade unions. Yeah, well, those are the unions for the trades, you know, but they crossed that out on him. Then another line they had to cross out, to ensure clean energy. They crossed out the word energy in parentheses, put air.
To ensure clean energy, we issued new standards for chemical plants that emit
toxic pollution. And then it just sort of drifts off with the word now, and it says inaudible. The official White House transcript declares that whatever he said, they don't know. It's just inaudible because he was babbling incoherently, and the White House transcript reflects that. And
now it's candy.
Now it's candy. It's candy, something like that. It's just it's candy. Yeah. Yeah. He also said in the speech, we're also reducing flood risk. And the White House transcript crosses out the non-word reducing and instead puts in the word in parentheses reducing, because the White House transcript, the White House staff has to go over whatever it is he said, try to figure out what it is, cross it out, put in the words that were supposed to be there, or just note that whatever he said was inaudible. Isn't that amazing?
We're also reducing flood risk for communities, improving trout.
Improving trout? Reducing trout. What? And again, for the history books, the official White House transcript has a lot of things crossed out, replaced with words that he didn't say. And every now and then they just have to put the word inaudible in parentheses because they have no idea what he was trying to say. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's take a phone call. And I've got a lot more. Wait till you hear what's going on the college campuses yesterday, because the Democrats, and I've got great people that you want to hear from about what the Democrats are doing to America. Let's go to Jennifer calling from Texas. Jennifer, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Jennifer.
First of all, if you would please convey my thanks to the other members of the patriarchy. I'm enjoying electricity today, so appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. But my question is, you know, in response to the group in Chicago, the group at Columbia, what does a world without America look like? If U.S. News and World Report is to be believed, the U.S. gives aid to 181 countries. That's over 90% of the world.
Right.
What happens if the U.S. no longer exists, as these groups clearly want us not to?
I think rampant cannibalism.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be.
No, the world, they're just lucky they can hang with us. Am I right?
I believe, yes, you are, certainly.
You know, all we've given them is, you know, electricity, clean water, instantaneous global communications, air travel, cures for cancer, modern medicine, constellations of satellites in space orbiting us 24 hours a day, giving us GPS and all of the technology that we all enjoy and take for granted every day. You're welcome, world.
Yeah, a little gratitude goes a long way.
A little gratitude. You know, we should just ignore them for a while and let them fight out their wars for the next century or two. But we'd have to close our borders first, wouldn't we, Jennifer?
Well, someone has an idea that that's the thing to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, somebody's got a good idea. Jennifer, thank you for paying attention. And thank you for appreciating the patriarchy. We're very grateful that you understand what we bring to the table. I'm happy to be a part of the patriarchy.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Yeah, I'm on all the patriarchy Zoom calls, too. We're very generous people, but please don't make us angry. We have the power. We're like Zod, you know, in the Superman movie. But we're very polite. We're very nice. We're very generous. But we're beginning to get just a little bit annoyed. We have the patriarchy. We don't want to have to take away your electricity, but, you know, but it comes up on the Zoom calls.
Kneel before Zod!
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, we got a short one here, but we've got a lot to get to. The riotous jihadis of the Democrat Party on campus coming up. Right now, let's go to Lexi calling from Utah, beautiful Utah. Lexi, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for taking my call.
You betcha. That's why we're here.
You're right. Utah is very beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Much better than Washington.
Utah is wonderful. Last week, we were Moab. We went skydiving in Moab over the buttes and stuff. It was wonderful.
Yes, yes, that's awesome. Hey, I just wanted to thank you. I was listening to your show last week, and I really appreciated what you said about Speaker Johnson. I think a lot of people don't understand that he's trying the best that he can right now. And frankly, I think he's drinking from a fire hose. You know, we've got a one-seat majority right now, and having us only control one-third of the government, it's hard. And compromise, it shouldn't be a bad word, but it unfortunately is a bad word. And but I really appreciated what you were saying about getting back to regular order, and I do think he's trying. I do think, you know, the Republican majority, we're trying, but we've got about 20 people in our conference that – support regular order, but unfortunately they're holding us back from regular order. But anyways, I just hope that your listeners understand that, you know, he's trying, and I think he's doing as good of a job as he can right now.
Well, Lexi, thank you very much for the call. And I, you know, he needs a chance, and Republicans don't want to sabotage the election. Lexi was wonderful, wasn't she? Utah, America, normal people. Wholesome, healthy, well-adjusted people, not mentally ill like Democrats. Speaking of not mentally ill like Democrats, let's go to some Democrats because they're mentally ill, aren't they? Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Let's go to yesterday at New York University. Now, the fake newspaper in Washington, D.C., at long last, has the Washington Post. They have a front page below the fold with only, what do we have, two paragraphs on the front page. Then you have to go to the jump. Pro-Gaza protesters, they're pro-terrorism protesters, they're pro-Hamas, they're pro-genocide protesters, that's what they are. They're the left. They're not liberals. And half of them are not smart enough to realize that, even though they got into Yale thanks to their dads. Pro-Gaza protesters arrested at Yale, NYU. I think they left out Columbia. A lot of arrests at Columbia, too. Schools crack down. That's not true. As demonstrations intensify on campuses nationwide. And the Washington Post has four fake reporters typing up this story right here. Columbia University canceled in-person classes. Police arrested dozens of protesters at Yale. And New York University's, plural, and pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up encampments at other colleges Monday as tensions flared again on campuses across the country over the Israel-Gaza war. Their anti-Israel, pro-terrorist group, Hamas, is the terror group funded by Iran, and the Democrat Party has raised young people, weaned young people, propagandized, brainwashed young people to be on the side of radical Islamic jihadi terrorists who are genocidal racists. That is to say, they're genocidal anti-Semites. And the Democrat Party is in bed with them. It's a remarkable thing to see, but here it is. Students at many schools are escalating protests over the war. They're escalating. Living in tents on campus. That's because they're brain damaged. Now, what is with the tents? Where did they all get these tents? How is it that all the tents appear to be brand new and essentially matching from the same store, looks like the same company? Is George Soros driving around in a Mercedes-Benz pickup truck throwing tents in brand new packaging out to these mental cases or what? So they're living in tents on campus, disrupting university events, which is considered to be noble because they're pro-genocide, like the Nazi Party of the 1930s and 40s in Deutschland, as they call it. You know, if you're going to say Kiev, I think you have to say Deutschland, don't you think? Well, that's how they say it there. Shut up. And risking, let's see, you see, and provoking arrest. They're risking and provoking arrest, leading to a growing sense of chaos and crackdown at colleges in the waning days of the academic year. And they get the jihadis to be the commencement speaker and stuff like that. College leaders are facing intense scrutiny, not really only from like me and five other people, but never mind then, over whether they're doing enough to protect students, faculty, and staff against the anti-Semites raging on campus. But never mind all that. That's not important. The real newspaper, one of our real newspapers in Washington, D.C., the Washington Times, also has the headline on the front page above the fold, not below the fold like the Washington Post. President of Colombia declared, quote, crisis, end quote. Pro-Palestinian activity builds. Jewish students fear for safety. See, now that's a much more accurate headline. Again, my best girl and I, we watched some CNN last night, and it was an hour of anti-Trump screed, one idiot anti-Trump blurb after another, with a gang of wankers at a Lucite desk lying to a dwindling number of the American people. CNN has dozens of viewers at any given time. And then they had about 43 minutes in. They did 1 minute on what's going on campus on CNN. And they lied about it and glossed it over because they're not a news organization, CNN. I had to leave there long ago because they're so horrible. Columbia University President Manush Shafiq declared Monday that the Ivy League institution was facing crisis. It's a crisis. Ordered classes to be held remotely and stepped up security over escalating anti-Israel protests that have Jewish students fearing for their safety, for their very lives, dare I say. Ms. Shafiq, who's anti-Western, said she convened a working group of administrators to, quote, try to bring this crisis to a resolution, end quote, after police arrested 108 protesters on trespassing charges. The New York Police Department was called in to break up the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They should bring in a steamroller, I think, a steamroller and go right over the tents. You have 5 seconds to exit your tents. The decibel of our disagreements has only increased in recent days. Ms. Shafiq, who took the job in July, said in a statement. Now, in it, it says the decibel, meaning the volume level, of our disagreements has only increased. I think you mean the decibel level. I think you left out a word. It's not just the decibel. That's not a good use of the English language or the use or the word decibel. But, you know, you're the president of an Ivy League institution and I'm not. So we got that. So she convened a working group. They always do that. And she's concerned about the decibel. Okay. These tensions have been exploited and amplified by individuals who are not affiliated with Columbia, who have come to campus to pursue their own agendas. We need a reset, she said. Now, so you're saying outside agitators? Because that's what Governor George Wallace used to say when the Northerners came down during the civil rights days. But the outside agitators? Outside agitators. Now let's go to the audio of what's going on there. Because at New York University yesterday, they love themselves, and they're really not the brightest bunch of people in the world. It sounded like this. This is when NYU faculty came marching out in a straight line wearing matching armbands. And I just added the armband detail, but the faculty came out to the Jew-hating mob, the genocidal gang of spoiled brats who need a good slap. Keep us safe, they're chanting. Keep us safe. But you're out here rallying for genocide, chanting, keep us safe, you pathetic clowns, you losers. Honestly, man up. You know, honestly, if the Germans invaded Western Europe now, we would never take Pointe du Hoc and liberate Normandy. We'd be massacred at Normandy. And if I thought we were going to be massacred at Normandy, it'd be tempting to send these people, wouldn't it? And honestly, we're going to have the next big war. I'm definitely for women being included in the draft after listening to so many of these people, at least. They're literally rallying for genocide while pretending they're condemning genocide, which is not a genocide. They're supporting the side that is genocidal. Their stated goal is genocide, and these guys are there to show their support for them. That's pretty demented. At Yale, which used to be considered a pretty good school, the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, pro-genocide mob stopped a Jewish student who was coming through. He was identifiably Jewish. He wanted to walk through the crowd, and they cornered him and started speaking German to him. You're not allowed to be here.
Let me walk around.
But you can walk through us.
We're here. Don't get in my way.
Let me walk through. You can walk through us. And they're blocking him and elbowing and they're bullying. They're a danger to civilization. They need fire hoses for these people, honestly. So that was NYU and then Yale. And they're here comes the Jew. And they're harassing the Jew. It's right at Yale, every Nacht is Kristallnacht. Your Democrat Party isn't liberal anymore. At Columbia University, where Barack Obama went, a Jewish student is pinned against the gate, and they're pelting him. They're throwing things at him and bombarding him with hard objects. They're calling the Jewish student.
Don't touch me. Everyone's videoing because they're about to suffer.
About to suffer. They're calling the Jewish student. They pinned against the gate like Nazis, like little brown shirts. They're calling him a genocidal maniac. The Jewish student is the genocidal maniac and then genocidal freak. Genocidal freak. Now, that's Columbia University yesterday. And the New York Times headline is, At Columbia, the protests continued with dancing and pizza. This is like when the New York Times reported that Joseph Stalin was growing bumper crops in Ukraine while people were literally starving to death by the millions under Joseph Stalin because of the fact that the Soviets in Moscow were stealing all the food from Ukraine and letting them starve to death. But the New York Times said, at Columbia, the protests continued with dancing and pizza. If there was pizza, they were throwing it at the Jews. Honestly, pretty amazing stuff. You're a Democrat Party. Also at Columbia University, this was the other day, they're screaming and chanting, go back to Poland to the Jews, you know, where Auschwitz was.
Go back to Poland!
Yeah, we're crossing the street.
Who says that?
Go back to Poland!
You guys, it's right.
Yes, sir. You know, your Democrat Party. Let's go to number six. In Dearborn, Michigan, where the Democrats were out chanting from the river to the sea, which means wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Nice voice.
From the river
that's a man.
To the sea.
Palestine will be free.
It's not really a man. It's a little girl that they're brainwashing to become a suicide bomber. I expect she'll probably self-immolate sooner rather than later. Isn't that amazing? And let's not forget at Columbia University last week chanting death to America. America should burn.
What do you think about USA?
What do I think about the USA? It should burn. Death to America.
Now, these are white self-described liberals. These are not Middle Eastern jihadis. This is your Democrat Party. Honestly, pretty remarkable stuff. Now, let's jump ahead, if we could, and go to Jeremy Hunt, because Jeremy Hunt is an interesting guy. Ran for Congress, went to West Point, graduated 2015 from West Point, and then he went to Yale Law School, and he graduated last year from Yale Law School. Ran for Congress in Georgia, all around normal person, Jeremy Hunt, this morning on the Fox News Channel.
One thing that I learned being in classrooms with these students for 3 years,
Yale Law,
is that they genuinely believe the nonsense that you've heard at these protests. I mean, they truly believe that up is down and down is up. And they honestly believe that when you look at the atrocities and the mass rape and murder that happened on October 7th, that it was somehow justified. Because they think that Israel is a so-called apartheid state.
Just great. He was one of, I always forget, he's African-American. That's the most important thing to Democrats because they're such racists. But Jeremy Hunt from Georgia, African-American, West Point, and then Yale Law School, and he graduated last year from Yale Law School. He ran for Congress in Georgia, sadly lost in the primary because he seems pretty great. But I've got more from Jeremy Hunt because he's telling the truth about what's going on at Yale Law School. And he's got some advice for people out there if you're thinking about hiring people from Yale Law School. I've got more from Jeremy Hunt coming up. Stay right there. You know, if you're looking for the ultimate in comfort and pain relief, well, let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. A typical shoe brand relies on EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy goes above and beyond with VersaShock technology. I've got a pair of them. I love them, honestly. Hiking around, your arch support feels great. At the end of a five-mile hike, just wonderful. But G-Defy shoes with VersaShock, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. If you suffer from foot pain, knee pain, even back pain, G-Defy advanced technology help provide you with the relief that you deserve. G-Defy shoes also offer two free supportive orthotic inserts to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in better body alignment and ultimate comfort. So say goodbye to discomfort. G-Defy is more than EVA soles. It's your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit G-Defy.com today. Experience the ultimate comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the code CHRIS30 for $30 off your order of $150 or more. Great shoes, comfy. pushing up on your arches. Good stuff. Rolling when you're walking. Good. Yeah, more Jeremy Hunt, who graduated last year after serving in the Army as an officer graduating West Point, then Yale Law School. Just last year he graduated. He was inside these classrooms, and he's going to tell you what it's like and give you his advice when I come back. All right, now back to Jeremy Hunt, who was on the Fox News Channel in the 5 a.m. hour this morning. And I was watching it for you. Veteran, father, conservative, ran for Congress in Georgia, lost in the Republican primary. Seems to be great. Again, West Point grad, Army officer, then Yale Law School for 3 years, where he graduated last year, and he was on the campus of Yale this morning talking to Fox News. And he's talking about the people, what we're witnessing there, and what he experienced when he was in Yale Law School for 3 years.
What's very concerning is that these folks are going to be using their Ivy League degrees to become leaders in academia, business, politics, and the rest of us, we need to do everything we can to make sure they never get anywhere close to power, because we know that they have such a distorted view of justice.
The future leaders of America are being brainwashed and indoctrinated by insane people to love Hamas and be Germanic in their hatred of the Jewish people, Jeremy Hunt.
We don't want people at places like Yale actually coming into major institutions and leading our country. It is dangerous. What's funny is when I first got here, I thought that I was going to build bridges and find common ground. There is no common ground to be found with people who think that our Jewish brothers and sisters deserve what happened on October 7th. The only way forward is to make sure we defeat them and that these folks have no chance of leading our country in the future.
Jeremy Hunt said, it's diversity, equity, inclusion programs at Yale that are a huge part of the problem.
We are seeing the results of decades of these DEI programs. And what do we have? We have a spirit of hate that is clearly embedded in a lot of these students and what they believe about each other, what they believe about people who think differently from them, people who have different politics, people who are proud of their Jewish heritage, who are proud to stand with Israel. They hate those who think differently.
The DEI, he puts it all on DEI because he knows. That was Jeremy Hunt.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.